Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to everybody. Let's move to our presentation, starting from the highlights on page three and four. Net consolidated sales increased by 3.3% to 352 million euro, sustained by the ongoing growth of our Asian operations and the solid performance of our two-wheels business in Western countries, where we had a slight decrease. However, this is a remarkable result considering the persistent weak European market scenario. The gross margin was stable at 103 million euro, keeping the ratio to net sales above 29%. We achieved a significant improvement at the EBITDA level with an increase by 6% to 34 million euros, that is 1.9 million euros higher than last year, with a margin growth of 0.3 percentage points from 9.3% up to 9.6%. Worth mentioning that in terms of EBITDA margin, this represents the best first quarter of the last three years. These results are reflected at the EBIT level too, which increased by 7% to 12 million euros, notwithstanding higher depreciations. Moving further to the income statement, the income before taxes was 5.6 million euro, 0.2 million more than previous year. Net income ended slightly higher than last year at 3 million euro versus 2.9 million, with a stable tax rate at 47%. The net financial position, following the typical seasonal cash absorption of the first part of the year, rose to 407 million euro from 350 million euro of December 2010, with cash absorption of 56 million euros. That was 14 million euros better than first quarter last year. That means 20% lower. The debt level was 16 million euros lower than the first quarter of past year. Now moving to slide number five, we can have an in-depth look at the net sales trend. The Piaggio Group total net sales accounted for 352 million euro, with an increase of 11 million euros over 2010. The total two-wheel sales, including spare parts and accessories, accounted for 250 million euros, down 2.3% from 220 million euros in past year. At business level, scooter sales decreased by 11 million euro, that means 7% over prior year, while bikes performed well with an increase of 5 million euros, that means 13% more than last year. On the other side, the total commercial vehicle sales, including spare parts and accessories, increased by 13% to 137 million euro from 120 million in 2010. The two-wheeled Western country sales, which include European and American sales, accounted for 183 million euro with a decrease of 1.8%. This resulted from diverging dynamics. Firstly, we had an increase by 5% up to 119 million euro for European countries excluding Italy. Secondly, we had an increase of 2 million euro of American sales, which reached 7 million euro in the first quarter. Finally, we had a decrease by 17% to 57 million euro for the Italian sales that were driven by a market decrease of 12%. I remind you that the results of Italy were penalized also by an unfavorable year-on-year comparison base, as the first quarter in 2010 still benefited from state incentives. The two-wheels Asian sales decreased by 5% to 32 million euro, about 2 million euro lower than previous year. The decline was largely the consequence of a different product sale mix. In fact, sales of Liberty, the model named Liberty, locally made, locally manufactured, substituted those of other vehicles which had higher prices due to custom duties impact. And however, the launch of the Liberty contributed to the increase of our market share in the scooter segment. And on the other side, the sales image included also a 2.7 million euro negative exchange impact. Without such impact, the change year over year would have been plus 3% instead of minus 5%. The commercial vehicles altogether increased from 120 million euro up to 137 million euro thanks to the contribution of our Indian sales that grew by 27% following the continuing market growth and benefiting also from price increase and some exchange rate effect. Overall, looking at the geographical mix of total sales and considering both two-wheels and commercial vehicles segments, the Asian revenues contribution to total sales increased from 35% in the first quarter 2010 up to 40% in the first quarter of the current year. The next slide, now we can move on. It shows the overall number of units sold, which increased by almost 4% from 144,000 units up to 149,000 units. The total two wheels accounted for 84,000 units, with a decline of 4.5% over prior year. And in particular, in Western countries, our sales declined by 8.5% in line with the overall weak market trend of Europe, and the Asian volumes grew by 15% from 15,000 units to 17,000 units thanks to the positive market trend and the successful introduction of the Liberty in Vietnam on one side, and the healthy sales growth outside Vietnam, mainly Indonesia, Thailand, and Taiwan, on the other side. Moving to the breakdown by business, the two-wheels volumes declined by 4.5% and were negatively affected by 6% decline of scooter sales to 73,000 units. That means 4,400 units less than the previous year. This is primarily the result of the strong contraction of the Italian market that registered a minus 26% in the first quarter. Conversely, good results came from motorcycles, with more than 10,000 units sold, that means a 5% increase compared to the prior year, driven by the sales of Shiver, Dorso Duro and RSV4 for the Aprilia brand, and the Norge model for Guzzi. Moving to commercial vehicles, the three and four wheels units sold had an overall increase by 16%, up to more than 65,000 units, thanks to the Indian performance that registered an increase by 18%. Now, moving to the slide number 7, we can have an in-depth look at the EBITDA, which improved both in absolute terms and in ratio to net sales. The EBITDA went up to 33.7 million euro from 31.8 in 2010, pushing the margin to 9.6% with an increase of 0.3 percentage points versus first quarter 2010. This result was achieved maintaining a stable gross margin as a combined result coming from higher sales volume, different geographical mix, some price increase, and a minor exchange impact. Furthermore, the ongoing cost efficiencies led to 2 million euro savings in cash operating expenses. In terms of ratio on net sales, the 0.9 percentage point decrease for the gross margin versus last year was related to the already mentioned different geographical mix, and in particular to the increase of the Indian sales that are characterized by lower gross margin, but also with lower operating expenses. The next slide shows the net income evolution with a slight increase from 2.9 up to 3 million euro. This is the result of an increase of EBIT to 12.1 million euro from 11.3 million euro, with a margin growing to 3.5% from 3.3%, notwithstanding higher depreciations. Then an increase of 0.6 million euro, that means 600,000 euros of the financial expenses, mainly related to interest rate increase, and the stability of taxes at 2.6 million euro, for which we forecasted a 47% tax rate. Let's move to the balance sheet on slide 9. The net financial position that is, as we said at the beginning, is influenced by the seasonal first quarter increase. The debt reached 406 million euro from 350 at the end of the year, or last year, with a growth 20% lower than the first quarter of last year. We were able to limit the net financial position seasonal growth thanks to strict control on working capital, notwithstanding the higher capital expenditure. In fact, to better appreciate the cash flow evolution, we can directly move to slide number 10. The most significant levers of the cash absorption of 56 million euro, where the operating cash flow, of course, a positive component, it generated 21 million euro, that was in line with the previous year. The working capital, which increased by 58 million euro, with a significant reduction by 18 million euro versus 2010 increase, that means 30% less. No, more than 20% less. Mainly thanks to tight control on inventories and receivables. Then we had the CapEx, which accounted for 22 million euro, that means 7 million euro higher than previous year, due to higher spending on new products, that means Vespa India, 2.3 million euro, new scooter Italy for about 2 million euro, and in line with our yearly plan. So, thank you for your kind attention. We have finished our presentation. We are ready for your questions. Thank you.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mrs. Monica Bosio of Banca IMI. Mrs. Bosio, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I would have a couple of questions. The first one is related to the commercial vehicles in India. Would you confirm the target of 250,000 volumes units for the full year 2011? And the second one is related to the two-wheel in Asia, in particular in Vietnam. Could you give us a roughly indication of the total volumes for Vietnam and of the split between Vietnam and Asian volumes? And I was wondering if you can give us some flavor on the mix in Asian operation in two-wheels, because I'm wondering if the mix will remain aligned to the one that we have seen in the first quarter, or it will be more skewed towards the Liberty.
First of all, I will underline that the details about future forecasts, maybe this is not the right table, because first of all, as you know, we can give just in these cases a general overlook about future. And secondly, going deeply inside the details, we should have a number of papers here to be analyzed very quickly during the phone call, and it's not easy. But anyway, from a qualitative point of view, The Indian market is growing fastly. Our reference market registered almost a 20% increase in the first quarter. That means maybe also higher than previous year. So it's not difficult for us to forecast our target volumes in India, maybe even with some upside. Then about the mix for two wheels in Asia, consider that the Liberty was launched in the last month of February, and the significant volume was registered in March. So we can say that for the future months, the mix can also shift more towards the Liberty. So it was just an introduction in the market. Then, please, what was your first question, Monica?
It was related to the total volumes in Vietnam, including India, with the split, but maybe you told me that maybe it's too early to give some... because I see as reasonable 70,000 units, including both Vietnam, local for local, and Asia, imported vehicles from Asia.
So, I mean, the 70,000, sorry, Gabriele Gagli speaking.
I'm sorry, I do not hear you well.
Yeah, you were saying, sorry, 70,000 in Asia, all the year.
Yes.
I think it will be more than 70,000.
Okay.
I mean, of course, last year total Asia accounted for around 60,000 pieces. So, I mean, our growth this year will be driven by both product expansion in Vietnam, and as you know, we have been introducing Liberty, and after the 3 months, we have been very satisfied from the performance of this vehicle in the market, which allowed us to keep the same market share in terms of Vespa at 12%, and it gave us a lot of good input in terms of enlarging the product and having a good improvement of market share by something like 3 percentage points at the whole level.
Okay.
So product expansion is the first driver. The second driver is market expansion. As you know, we are extending our operation to Indonesia. We are building up the partnership in Thailand and Taiwan. And the sales in Indonesia are expected to start in the second half of the year. So at the moment, you don't read this kind of enlargement, but you will read starting from July. And also from Taiwan and Thailand, we're expecting good results. So, I mean, 70,000 is much lower than what we are expecting at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mrs. Laura Pennino from Banca Leonardo. Mrs. Pennino, your question, please.
Hello, I have just a quick question regarding the EBITDA guidance for this year. Do you confirm that you will have the target of 221 million EBITDA for the year or not?
So, the 220 million target that you are considering reflects our forecast that we released the past year for the 3 years plan. Consider that it was something that we considered 8 months ago, and in the past 8 months, Western markets, we know very well that the performance were far worse than expected from everybody. So what can we say today? What we can say that while we are expecting, we can confirm and we are confident about our targets in the Asian world, and maybe even with some upside. For the Western market, we have just started the current year. please let us wait and see how mainly Europe and Italy, firstly, the Italian market, but even other European markets will perform in the next months. We are just now starting the important part of the season for the European market. Anyway, I would talk more about profitability rather than volumes of EBITDA, for the reason that I told you before. And we can say that the overall profitability will not be lower than the previous year, but we are expecting a better level.
Sorry, just to understand. When you are speaking of profitability, you mean the EBITDA margin?
Yes.
But it was, yes. But the 220 was, so maybe we should assume a lower revenue, so 1.6 billion you were targeting could be lower, but on that lower value, we should assume the 13.4 EBITDA margin. Is it correct?
No, I'm not saying that we are already convinced that the revenues level will be lower, but the profitability will be higher, so that the 220 will be confirmed. This is not possible to say today. What we can say is that the profitability will be better than last year, and the volumes of revenues and consequently of EBITDA depends mainly from the performance of Western market that we will see in the next month.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no questions at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Mr. Villa, your question, please.
Yes, just to going back to the evolution of the European markets, we have seen the beginning of the year in Italy some very different behavior in terms of the market, with February better and then March weak again. How is evolving in April, and what are your expectations in this respect?
Okay, Roberto Colonino speaking. What we expected is, as you know, when we talk about, it's not enough to talk about the Italian market, we have to look on the European market. We expected in April a better growing on the European market and good news is also on the Italian market. Principally because we confront for the second quarter of last year that was very bad, and this year instead the sales beginning not to jumping in a real way in Italy, but beginning to be online with our expectation. So talking about the general speaking, the European market in the next three visibility of the next 3 months could be better than last year. Naturally, the big question is Italy, where we don't really, the market don't understand why March was worse than February. So assuming that the volatility of the market is quite strong and depends for different factors, including the weather condition, the trend of April is a little bit better than the trend of last year, and we expected that for May and June that this will be confirmed.
And this will be in line with your expectation then? So we'll drive to numbers that are in line with your...
If you put together Europe and Italy, yes. If you look just Italy, no.
I understand. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Alex Falcioni from UniCredit Milano. Mr. Falcioni, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. My question is regarding Indonesia mainly, and overall the Thai and Taiwanese markets, trying to understand what kind of uptake you expect in the current year in terms of volumes, given that you have your own direct presence in Indonesia and that you are possibly going through partners in Thailand and Taiwan. What is, you know, your expectation for, you know, filling up the trade with products and in terms of you know, sales this in the second half of the year? I mean, I realize it's probably not that easy to do, but just to have an idea.
Okay, the thing regarding the market that you mentioned is very good. We have done the first presentation last week in Taiwan of the presentation of the new dealer to the market, and the reaction was really unexpected in terms of the positive way, and they multiplied the order in a very significant way. Naturally, as you have to consider, this is the first time that Piaggio presents his product in this market, and this market is quite competitive. But what is a surprise also for us is the really extremely positive response of Taiwanese market. Indonesia, we expected a really big number regarding the fact that we started the operation now. So there is the real benefits of this should be by the end of the year, and after that next year too. Generally speaking, Thailand is Thailand where the joint venture is finalized in the short time, is a market that they reacted quite well. So generally speaking, all the area, including Vietnam, Indonesia, Taiwan, and Thailand, is in line with the project. Naturally, all depends for the capacity of production to have a good service on delivery to the customer, and that's because the reaction of the market is really positive, and the task of the service on delivery has to be in line with this requirement. What we have to say is that the quality consideration of the product is quite good. The products like very much. So in that area, you know, the question that we have is production, delivery, quality, and if we are able to manage all this, I think that the results will be very, very good. Very much better than what we expected.
So basically, you're saying that it's up to your own production capabilities. Right now, you have 100,000 units, possibly, capacity a year, and you're pushing that up to 300,000 in the coming years. So does that mean that, you know, instead of the sort of, well, we have to look at the higher end of the, you know, very close to 100,000 units this year? That's a possibility?
Could be. But anyway, this is based on the feeling that we have on the presentation of the products for the first time on the market. So naturally, you understand that can be wrong, also this feeling, because we have to see how is the real trend of the market regarding these products. What we say is that the sales, the market sales in this four countries is quite strong. So they're growing as we expected. And naturally, the capability for us to deliver all the products at a cap of 100,000. So I don't want to say that we expected more than 100,000, but naturally it's difficult to say now how much will be. But anyway, I think that will be very close to 100,000.
Okay, thank you very much. One more question, if I may, regarding India. Now, are you on track with the two-wheel manufacturing plant to start midway through 2012? So are you still targeting around 35,000 units next year just for India?
Yeah, we are in targeting with all with the develop of the plant, machinery, and those things. If we are able to maintain the target time and the launch of the products, due to the performance of this market, especially on the scooter segment, it's not difficult to say that we expected more sales for the next year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli of Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, your question, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a question on Europe regarding the restructuring. I would like to know if you have on the P&L accounted for some restructuring costs, so one-off costs in this quarter, and if it's possible to have a sort of amount. And another question regards the Indonesian and, let's say, the Asian project of selling Vespas. I would like to know what will be the selling price for these vehicles and if it will be made at a discount to the price you sell in Vietnam, or should be similar, and in terms of margins, what you expect to be for the margins for these scooters in Indonesia, Taiwan, and Thailand. And just a final question, what is about the agreements that you have made in Taiwan and Thailand. These agreements, I think, concerns Vespas that are not imported, but are imported, but from Vietnam, not from Europe. Is it like this? Thank you.
Okay, starting from the third question, the answer is yes. The Taiwanese Vespa will arrive there coming from the Vietnamese plant. Then for the restructuring, we had an important phase or stage of preparation for the restructuring programs that started in, autumn last year. We finalized a number of agreements with the trade unions. The last one was signed just a few weeks ago, and this is the first necessary step in order to go on with the plans. We now have all the instruments ready. We have just started to execute the program in the past weeks, so the impact in the first quarter is not that much, but even not so low. It accounted for about some millions, less than 5 million. Of course, for the total year, as you can imagine, the balance between costs for the layoff and benefits is negative, because you have to sustain the whole cost and the benefit starts during the year. Starting from next year, of course, the balance will be positive. The second question regarded the Indonesian sales, you were asking about Vespa in particular. But, well, the Vespa product is not the best suiting product for that market. That market at the moment is not ready for such a product. It's a different kind of market. We have prepared different products for the Indonesian market. The Vespa product is something that is going very well in Vietnam, because we were selling there the Vespa from a number of years, even with a very high price coming from the high custom duty levels. And also for the Taiwanese market, which is, of course, more evolved from a market point of view. The Indonesian sales will have a lower margin related to the, of course, to the Vespa One, but anyway, it is a market with important volumes. So we are targeting both product, both sales organization, and of course price and cost structure in order to be profitable in that market.
Excuse me, just a follow-up. So could you explain to me the product range that you will sell in Indonesia? So which models? We are speaking about the cab scooters or...
Well, apart from minor volumes for Vespa, very, very niche market, the most important vehicle, we will start with the Zip product, and then, of course, we have the high wheels scooter that, at the moment, we can start with the Liberty One that we launched in Vietnam. Then we have a number of products in the pipeline for the whole Asian, Southeast Asian market.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Nicolò Storer from Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. Thank you for taking my question. I've got two questions for you. The first is regarding CapEx, I would like to know how much of the 150 million Asian CapEx that you announced at the beginning of the month were already included in the 2011-2013 business plan. And the second question is regarding two-wheel volumes in Western countries. If you could please split the 66,300 figures between U.S. and Europe. Thank you.
Okay, so looking at the CapEx, most of the CapEx that have been discussed at the beginning of April were included in the original plan, because in the original plan we had the CapEx to build up Vespa in Asia, in order to build up the engine in Asia, and in order to build up all the new product range in Asia together with the new engine. So I would say that most of them were included. And going to your second question, Western countries, of course, are done mostly by products sold in Europe. The part of U.S. accounted for something like 2,000 pieces, which is higher than last year, but in any case, I mean, it's still at the moment, due to the market contraction, a limited amount of sales.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Giorgio Iannella from Fidentiis. Mr. Iannella, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. Just a quick question again on the full year target. Let me ask it again. As far as you can see right now, the target in the full year of 220 million EBITDA, you are seeing it at risk right now, or you remain confident on that? Thank you.
We cannot absolutely say that it is at risk at the moment. I said that as the profitability will not be lower than previous year, and we hope even something better, it depends on the trend of the Western market. Because we are confident for the results for the Asian ones, but we are not able today to say how Western markets will perform for the whole year. Just because the high season, the peak season is just starting now, and even a few percentage points of difference can reflect an important different level of sales. Let me say, if it will be a recovery for the market, the EBITDA level, considering the profitability we are expecting, has a certain level of confidence, positive, of course. If not, we will defend strongly the profitability, but of course, if you don't have the base, the top line, it's difficult to say today that the level will be the same that we forecasted almost 1 year ago, where the market, even suffering, were far higher than today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Mr. Villa, your question, please.
Yes, sorry, just two brief follow-ups. One is on the one-off charges for the restructuring. You mentioned around 5 million in the first quarter, and you said that it's just the beginning. So I was wondering if you can give us an idea of what is the total amount that you might be expense this year, and what is the expected saving stemming from this one-off charges. And the second one is back again on the target. Apparently, you are doing better, even better than expected at the time you issued the target back in September on the Asian business. So, wouldn't it be possible that the Asian growth might offset the weakness of the European operations in order to reach the targets?
Well, let's start with the second question. What you said is just what just happened both past year and even in this quarter. The performance in terms of total sales, which registered an 11 million increase, came from an important increase from Asia and a slight decrease for Europe. So let me say, it's something that is already happening. Now I hand over just a moment to Mr. Colanino.
Regarding the, I want to say that we have number one, reached very positive results. Number one, the agreement with the trade unions in Aprilia is totally accepted and agreed and is working. And the benefit of this is that the total plant, including work, white collar work at contratto di solidarietà, let's say, work 50% of the time, and this means a lot of the restructuring. No, it's not a restructuring cost there, but it's just a saving because this is a cover by Cassa Integrazione and the other institute that follow this type of an agreement. The results are positive is that we forecast to reduce people by 95 units and we have already reduced by 70 units already, and this cost is covered by the saving that we have to work at 50% of the time. Regarding instead the Piaggio, where as you see we have agreed on for a certain number of people, about 400,000 people that will be an early retire, even that the cost of that is not so aggressive for the company, but the benefits coming that this allowed to us to reduce people because people decide to retire. The different question is the Spanish close-down operation that is not, is we are in discussion now with the authority just to fix what is the cost of this. The decision is already set. And I believe that it's totally covered by our cost accrual this year. So, generally speaking, based on the fact that the big benefits are coming next year, this year was not so dramatic the impact of the cost of restructuring, but in some way give us the possibility to recuperate some cost that will give back bigger influence on the cost of the products and the reduction of fixed costs.
So is that, if I understood correctly, there are not a lot of one-off charges to be expected in the remainder of 2011?
No, Pallottini again speaking. Consider that for the current year, the balance between costs and benefits can be considered around, let me say, 10, 12 million euros. The benefit coming for the next year, of course, without costs, will be something comparable, with, of course, in positive terms, comparable with the negative impact of this year. Maybe something more. So the benefits for the first year will be more or less the same plus something, of course, with the plus sign before instead of the minus sign.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions. I remind you that you can register for your question pressing star followed by one.
Okay. So thank you all for joining us on today's call. And we can close the session now. And if you have a further question, you can call me later on the next days. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.